Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From the front line of the information war, if you're receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Nicole in Florida, thanks for calling. Thanks for holding here on the air worldwide.
Hi, Mr. Jones. Nice to talk to you. I just wanted to say that I really enjoyed your book. It is packed with information, but it's not a hard read. I tore through it. And I got the one off of Amazon, and shortly afterwards, my dad said, you know, I never got you anything for your birthday, because you kept saying you didn't know what you wanted. And I said, I would love to have the autographed version of this book. I just can't justify spending that much money. So he got me the autographed one, and now I passed on the Amazon one to my brother.
Well, let me thank your father. And again, we're doing that as an emergency fundraiser. We would not be on air right now if it wasn't for folks who bought the signed copy. So I want to thank your father, Nicole.
Yeah, and thank you for writing it. It's a great book, and when my brother's done with it, my plan is we have this little free take-a-book, leave-a-book library in the neighborhood. It's like on a mailbox post. It's a little box where people can put books in there. That's where it's going when he's done with it. And I just want to encourage other people to do that. Like, if you can afford to get an extra copy, put it in one of those little libraries or leave it in a motel nightstand like the Gideon Bible. You know, put it out there so other people who might not have heard of it might say, hey, that looks interesting. Maybe I'll read that while I'm here.
That's how we plant the seeds of victory. Perfectly said. Your view on the Great Reset and the War for the World?
They're definitely making progress, but I think we still have a chance to stop them if we get enough people awake. And the other thing I wanted to mention was an idea for a T-shirt. Your Save the Frog shirts that you did. I didn't see them until they were almost sold out, and I didn't get one. But I think it would be great if you did those again, especially with like a big color graphic on the back, because it would be a good conversation starter, especially with people who might be on the left and more environmentally minded. Like, well, what is this about Save the Frogs? I care about the environment. And then you can start a conversation. And
almost like a concert T-shirt, like facts about atrazine, facts about frog population. I agree. We told folks we're selling all the T-shirts, and we did it. Now we're going to have some limited editions. We've been so busy we haven't done it. But, yeah, we're going to bring back some T-shirts, some new limited editions, and the Save the Frogs one is going to be first and foremost. Thanks for reminding me, Nicole.
Great. I would love to get one when you come out with it. Thank you so much, Mr. Jones. You're doing a great job.
I'm trying. Thank you so much, Nicole. Andrew in the great state of Texas, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello, Alex. I'm with the North Texas chapter of the John Birch Society, and I wanted to tell you first that I love your B12 product because I cannot absorb B12 in any other way. I have a genetic deficiency, and your product's very, very good.
Well, that's right. A lot of Northern Europeans can't absorb it through the gut, only through the blood vessels under the tongue or by injection. I have the same genetic deficiency, so that's why B12 is so important for Northern Europeans.
It's amazing. What I wanted to tell you is we had a meeting at our North Texas chapter yesterday with a lady named Jackie Schlegel from Texans for Medical Freedom. And she has been instrumental in getting laws passed here in the state of Texas, completely prohibiting the institution of vaccine passport systems. You need to have her on our show, man, and maybe tell your friend on Spotify about her, too. She's doing the good Lord's work with it.
No, I totally agree, because Bill Gates and others are dumping hundreds of millions in to bring in the World ID card. That is a critical thing to defeat. You're right. What's her name? It's Jackie Schlegel?
Schlegel.
Schlegel.
Schlegel, and I can give her your contact information. I told her on the live stream. They live streamed our meeting. I told her, you know, have you talked to Alex Jones? He's down in Austin. He's a local celebrity down there. You know, you're down there all the time for legislation. It's amazing you guys haven't linked up. She's doing really good work.
Sounds good, brother, because we got to get ahead of this World ID. That's the heart of their whole program.
Yes, and she feels the same way. Social control. She wants to completely destroy that, starting at the local level. But getting her on your platform, I think, is key to getting this just going out into the stratosphere.
I hear you, Andrew. Thank you so much. All right. Justin, Richard, Micah, Tav, Bill, Dr. John, James, Melissa, your calls are all coming up, bam, 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 in 60 seconds. And then we have a special guest about to tell you about that is coming up. InfoWars.com. Tomorrow's news today. We're going live until midnight tonight. So please, everybody, you know, special emergency broadcast at InfoWars.com/show and band.video. It's our best seller. We first came out with it 5 years ago, and it was a moderate seller. But as folks tried Vitamin Mineral Fusion and experienced the way it made them feel and how healthy it made them, it has become our number one overall bestseller. And it's been sold out for a while, but it's finally back in stock. Vitamin Mineral Fusion doesn't just supercharge your immune system, but it helps every cellular function of the body. It has all the minerals, all the key amino acids, all of the essential vitamins that you need to live and be healthy. Essential means without these things, you die. And so much of the food is debased. There's so many chemicals in the environment. It is critical to bolster our body's defenses with a product like this. Now, there are other great vitamin mineral products out there, but this is amongst the very best, and it's a low price, and it funds the InfoWar. So the only way you lose is not taking action today, getting Vitamin Mineral Fusion finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, they thought they'd launch their poison shots and cover it all up, but it's blowing up in their dirty New World Order faces. Evil always launches its attack when it thinks we're asleep, and we are asleep. And then it starts to lose, and it freaks out and doubles down, and then humanity awakens and rises and defeats them. And that's where we are. All right. Coming up next segment, after a few more of your phone calls, Jeff Nyquist of J.R. Nyquist Blog is a really smart political analyst and talk show host and author. And he is the author of The Origins of the Fourth World War, The Fool and His Enemy, and The New Tactics of Global War. He's been a columnist for WorldNet Daily, Sierra Times, and Financial Sense Online. His writing is also published at Epic Times. He joins us coming up for 45 minutes ahead of the guest host, Jay Dyer, in the fourth hour today. And then Owen Schroeder takes over 3 to 6 p.m. And I'm coming back tonight with a string of amazing guests, Steve Quayle, Robert Barnes, you name it, tonight, starting at 6 p.m. Central, right till midnight. So be sure and share that. All right, Justin in Kansas. We're on the order the calls are received. Go ahead, Justin.
Hey, Alex. Love you, brother.
Love you.
Hey, first, real quick, I wanted to tell you that you're spot on about heaven. When I was 26, after years of drug abuse, I was saved. I asked God and the Holy Spirit to come into me. Soon after, I had a dream that Jesus came to me and revealed to me a little bit of what heaven would feel like. I won't go into the details, but it was better than any needle, better than any pipe. I mean, 1,000 times that, and that was just a piece of what it would feel like. So
peace is the word. I would call it completion. It is just, it's like, yeah. I'm done. This is everything I need forever. It's just like, wow.
Yeah, and don't be fooled. This is a war for souls, because if it wasn't, they would just kill us right away. They want to demoralize us and then have us curse God and come to them. That's what this is. So we need to get out and we need to protest peacefully, but not in anything political. There's so many things that are going on. I think we need candlelight vigils with messages of peace for and love for our enemies. We also need to have, like, immune system for protest. So we need people with signs that say they are not with us. So if any infiltrators come in and try to have swastikas or any crazy stuff like that.
No, it's always the Southern Poverty Law Center, ADL. They even catch them. There aren't really real white supremacist folks. They're very, it's like finding a unicorn or something. I mean, it's just, it's all made up. It's leftist dressed up. It's so disgusting. Thanks for the call, brother. Richard in Kentucky, I didn't read the call comments, disagrees. So I should have gone to you the head of the line. I apologize, Richard. My rule is go to folks that disagree with the head of the line. Alex Jones wrong about nuclear war. Okay, Richard, I hope you're right. Tell me about it from Kentucky.
Okay, Alex, Revelation 18 talks about the fall of Baal. 2 years ago, God revealed something to me, and I hope the audience listens and read that verse, because he revealed he was going to destroy America soon. said there was going to be a volcano at Yellowstone National Park, one off the east coast of America. I couldn't figure out where the one off the east coast was. So it went on and on, and finally he showed me. It's right in Washington, D.C., 18, that's the White House. So it kept going on and on. I kept seeing this vision, and I asked him, reveal some more to me. And then he showed me a movie one day. I was sitting here, me and my wife, 2012. It talked about a volcano at Yellowstone. Also talked about the earthquake at Washington, D.C., but it destroys the world. It's not going to destroy the world. It's going to destroy Canada, Mexico, and America. And if there's a nuclear war, according to Revelation 18, the rest of the world couldn't watch it on pay-per-view. That's what it says in that verse. But I go by verse 4.
Sure, it says the whole world will watch the fall of Babylon.
That's right. And it,
that back then, how can somebody watch the fall of Babylon?
On pay-per-view, because that's what's happening right now. You can watch pay-per-view around the world, and you're going to destroy this country, just like he destroyed the rest of the countries who turned against him. Look at what we're doing, Alex. We're just killing people.
Well, the globalists know. Pedophile, drag queen story time, all of these abortion are curses, and if you do it, you will be cursed, you will be destroyed. And they're doing it on purpose, the Satanists are, to destroy us. They know exactly what they're doing. I agree with you.
Yeah, once he destroys America... Once he destroys America, that's when the Roman Empire rises up overseas.
Well, I think we're seeing the destruction of America. I'm not disagreeing with you. I appreciate your call. We don't disagree. I don't know what's going to happen. I just know this is evil. And I'm not up here like some preacher, man. I mean, I'm not a perfect person. But I don't cheat people. I don't lie to people. I don't steal from people. I've been a womanizer, and I've gotten better about it over the years, and happy man and everything. I'm not going to lie to listeners. I like to drink, God made me the way I am. I've gotten a lot better about all of it, but I sure as hell am not going to sell anybody out. I don't serve Satan. I only tell you all that because I'm not one of these fake preachers up there on Sunday telling you how good they are and telling you how bad you are. I love God. I love children. I love freedom, and I will not be part of their satanic operation. But don't look to me like I'm Jesus because I'm not. I'm a fallen devil that loves God and has been redeemed by Jesus Christ. And the only reason I can do what I do is because of the power God gave me through his son, Jesus Christ, has saved me. Let's go ahead and talk to Micah in North Carolina. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Amen, actually, for what you just said. But I actually just wanted to go on a little rant today about the nuclear war. I mean, it's definitely looming on the horizon. But we have to stop this. We have no other choice. I mean, I've heard it a few times on the show, but I feel like maybe we could all start turning our flags upside down. Maybe it's a way to show that we don't stand with these.
No, that's a great idea. It doesn't mean you're against America. When your neighbor asks, it means we're in an emergency.
Yes, there's actually precedent for it. But, yeah, I mean, we need to start turning our flags upside down everywhere. If you have a flag, turn it upside down, especially the largest one. It'll draw publicity, and it'll be a
I agree with restaurants and places ran it. The media would come and ask and say, hey, America's in SOS. This is a distress signal. Biden's running. He's destroyed the borders. He's abolished. He's cutting off our energy. He's starting nuclear war. Damn right we need the flag flown upside down. That's a sign of respect that the country's in trouble.
Yep. I mean, our country is diseased. I mean, it's with corruption and evil. You know, our fate is in our own hands. Yes, God will win, but without action, we won't see it. Like you said earlier.
Exactly. You only show the flag to show the condition. If you got black plague on your ship, it's a white flag with a red with a black spot. You're telling other ships, don't come over here, we got bubonic plague. This is, we love America, but it's upside down. Obama, and his third administration, Biden, has turned the country upside down. You're absolutely right. Our flag should be upside down to tell everybody we're in distress.
Yeah, I mean, because like you said, you know, they want to start revelation before it even happens. Like, we can't allow it to happen because we won't even see the revelation when it happens because we won't be here.
Yeah, well, their attempt's going to fail, but they know God's plan. I figured it out. So have you. They're trying to trigger it early and trying to play it out. It's a joke. It's not going to work. Thank you, Micah. Let's take another call. Tob in Canada. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Me?
Yeah, I can.
Hi, Alex. I want to thank you very much for everything you do for the world. We really need somebody like you. Anyway, I had a premonition about 4 years ago. I'm from Windsor, Ontario. If you know where that is, it's right across the border from Detroit, Michigan. I saw a huge nuclear explosion over the river. I never thought much about it until January. January of this year, after Putin was mounting his troops, it's almost like it's just playing out in real time. I don't know if there's any way to prevent this.
Well, that's right, and Michigan produces a bunch of our weapons. You better believe it's a main target.
And I'm half a mile from the river, so I'm vaporized right away. So I was thinking of taking my parents, or elderly, and driving up to northern Ontario, but then I don't know. Is it better just to go right away?
I was about to say that. I'm kind of with you. I'm not suicidal, but watching my kids die of radiation poisoning, I'm kind of like, God, I'm going to stay right here and I just vaporize me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think it's a tough call because...
You should ask your parents what they want to do. I think your parents are going to be vaporized. What do you think?
They already told me. My dad says, just leave us there, take the car and go. And it's like, I can't do that. I just can't.
No, don't leave your folks. Stay with them and get vaporized. Stay there. I got a guest for, if you can hold, when the guest is gone, I'll come back to you if you can't understand it. Wow. Yeah, that's where I'm at. I'm going to stay here and get vaporized. I'm just going to stay here, folks. We'll be right back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
And he's with us now, Jeff Nyquist, who's author of Origins of the Fourth World War. He writes for a lot of big publications like the Epoch Times and more. J.R.N. Nyquist, J.R. Nyquist blog, jrnyquist.com. And he joins us for the next 45 minutes to lay out the waterfront of geopolitically what is currently happening. Meanwhile, this is breaking. As we told you days ago, massive Russian troops in Belarus, massing on the border, that's right up by Kiev. So not just an invasion from the east into the west, but now major invasion developments. We're going to get his take on that. Jeff Nyquist, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Alex.
You're really a leading expert. I really respect your research. Where would you like to start?
Well, there's some disturbing points here that I, you know, when I heard the news yesterday that the Russian troops were moving into Belarus, I realized that there were these other markers. For example, on the 23rd of September, the Polish Interior Ministry admitted that they were distributing potassium iodide tablets to their fire departments and emergency services. Finland has done similar things. Then you go to Biden's remarks. Now, always watch people who have access to intelligence and how they regard it. And Biden made a statement that was, I think, very significant. He said that because the Russian forces had suffered failures on the conventional war level, the danger that they would revert to using tactical nuclear weapons was serious. And then we go last week to the remarks that President Zelensky of Ukraine made to a group in Australia. You remember it created a little bit of stir last week. He talked about if Russia's going to do nuclear strikes, that there needs to be preventive or preemptive strikes on those nukes. And then he said this is something that should be discussed. And everybody was kind of taken aback. What is he talking about? The BBC reached out to Zelensky, and on Friday they did an interview that they published with him trying to get him to walk it back. And, of course, but what you really have to do when you watch this interview with Zelensky is look at his face, his demeanor. This is a guy who has received very, very frightening news, and it's about nuclear weapons, and he can't talk about it.
No, I agree. He looks like he's dying in the interview. He doesn't look like the arrogant Zelensky of months ago.
Yeah, this is very disturbing. I've never seen a national leader with this demeanor, and he's a man who, you know, as we watch him, he's a famous comedian because he has this great ability to express emotions through his face. And there is no poker face here. And now you have the other data point is Poland. Back when the war started in the first few days, Poland had told its nationals to advise them to leave Belarus. Well, in September, they advised them again. And again, on the 10th, the day before the Russian troops moved into Belarus, this increase of the warning, increase of the alarm and the urgency, together with the potassium iodide, together with Zelensky's face looking like death warmed over, and the president's remarks, we have to realize that there must be intelligence showing the Russians are about to use tactical nuclear weapons. The Russians, their artillery offensive was stopped by the HIMARS. Their tank offensive was stopped in the winter, late winter, by the anti-tank rockets, that handheld rockets that were given to the Ukrainians. And now it's their air force and missiles and tactical nukes, or maybe thermobaric warheads, that can only make the breakthrough for their ground forces, because their ground forces aren't better trained now and better led than they were in February, March, April.
And that's why the former head of NATO has warned of Putin using nuclear weapons, because under Russian doctrine, when they're losing, that's the next step.
Yeah. You know, the first thing that Putin did when he came to power in 2000, I think it was like the first or second week, he changed Russia's nuclear doctrine. And he changed it to say that when Russia itself is threatened, when its territory is threatened, first use of nukes is the doctrine. Now, you remember what happened. The Russians just annexed the four southeastern oblasts of Ukraine. And now they are considered by Moscow Russian territory. So because of this, he can then activate that doctrine legally under Russian law. And,
explain that. Any attack now on that is an attack on the Russian homeland.
Well, that would be correct, because now Zaporozhye, Kherson, Luhansk, and Donetsk are now considered by Moscow Russian soil.
How do you see this unfolding?
Well, the fact that the Russians are moving troops into Belarus, and we know they've been preparing. You know, this is, some analysts have been telling me that they have been expecting this move, and for 2-3 months now, because there's been evidence, intelligence that civilians can see, that Russia is preparing to renew its double envelopment attack, which, remember, the initial attack, they attacked towards the south, towards Odessa, at the same time they were attacking down on Kiev. That is, they were trying an encirclement of Ukraine to cut it off from the west, to take its capital, to decapitate its leadership. That attack failed back in late winter. And really, a lot of experts didn't expect it to fail. The Ukrainian resistance was much stronger than people expected. Now it looks like they're going to renew the attack, but there has to be a difference. They can't possibly expect to succeed unless they're going to use either large numbers of tactical nuclear weapons or a thermobaric weapon, something, some new kind of ordnance, because...
And massing in Belarus means they're not going to do encirclement now. They're going to try for the capital, or the attempt of Stalin taking over Berlin in 1945. I mean, if they're massing troops there, and of course, for those who don't know, Kiev is like 60 miles or so from the Belarus border, that this is going to be a main city invasion. Is that where you see this going?
Well, no. In military terms, flanking is the whole idea. You get behind somebody. See, like, in hand-to-hand combat, if someone's behind you, you're in danger because our eyes are on the front and we can't see the danger. We might hear it, but we are not defensible from behind. Now, armies and countries have the same problem for different reason, because their supply lines, their logistics are behind them. You get an army behind your front, they're disrupting your
communications. Well, exactly. So it's a pincer attack. The Russians are in the east.
Right.
They're in the south. Now they're coming from the north.
Right. They're going to be, and there's a lot of evidence they've got something planned in the Black Sea. And the Ukrainians, a lot of the Ukrainian moves in the south were, I think, to forestall this. And they really, the Ukrainians really concentrated on this in late summer. But the Ukrainians have pushed their attack in what may strategically be the wrong direction, in the east. And the Russians may be fine with that, because the Russians are still thinking of a flanking attack. The most famous flanking battle, double envelopment they call it, was the Battle of Cannae in the Second Punic War, where Hannibal...
Stay right there. And we also know
right. That's
where Napoleon lost the Battle of Waterloo. Absolutely, we're going to lay this out, folks, because what he's saying is dead on. Jeff Nyquist is our guest. The Russians have been massing troops in the north while they've got... Fluoride is the enemy. It's the bad halogen. To the same family as chlorine, bromide, you name it. What's the good halogen? Ladies and gentlemen, it is iodine. And we have the highest quality iodine you're going to find anywhere, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. It is X3 triiodine, the deep red crystal iodine, and two other healthy types that help absorb it better into the cells for all cellular function and for energy and so much more. Get your X3 exclusively today at InfoWarsStore.com. It funds the InfoWar, but more importantly, it energizes your body and every cellular function. It takes about 2 weeks for it to kick in. A couple drops every day under the tongue. Experience X3 today, back in stock, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 at InfoWarsStore.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
To me, it doesn't matter who started it, who's right or wrong. What matters is if you look at the doctrine of NATO, the United States, and Russia, this is going to nuclear war. That's why Biden said Armageddon's here. It's why the Russians said this isn't a joke. And the more Putin loses, the more he's going to double down. Europe's having its energy cut off. The globals are cutting off our energy. We're being put into a global crisis, the likes of which this planet has never seen. Highly respected geopolitical analyst and author and journalist Jeff Nyquist is our guest, writes for Epoch Times and so many other great publications like WorldNet Daily. He's with us here, and he's explaining that the Russians have mobilized. In fact, the Ukrainians thought the main attack would come from the north at first, but it hasn't. But now it looks like the main Russian force, not just the reserves and less trained units that were put into the east, that that was almost a distraction for what's about to happen. So, Jeff, I'm going to try to shut up here and give you the floor to break down how historical this is and how dangerous this is.
Yeah, I'm going to do this illustration for us. Imagine a front line that runs straight like this. On one side is the Ukrainians, one side is the Russians. You start to, Ukrainians advance to the east in the middle, and notice what happens to the flanks of the Ukrainians. Then if the Russians attack, they can make a circle. Now in the Battle of Cannae, as I was saying before the break, this was one of the most famous battles in history. And military strategists have been trying, and generals and heads of general staffs have been trying to imitate Hannibal in this Battle of Cannae. What happened is you had two Roman consular armies, 60,000 men. They attacked 50,000 troops under Hannibal at Cannae, and they just plowed right into them, and they let them come right in the center. They just fell back in the center, and then they just started doing circle until they had the Romans completely surrounded, and then they pressed them. And the Romans were pressed so tight, they couldn't even raise their sword arms. They were pressed against each other. 60,000 Romans were cut down in one afternoon, one day. You imagine that kind of loss when the population of the world was so much less, and Rome was a city, not a giant continent-sized country. It was a massive disaster, comparable in the slaughter to what the British suffered at the first day of the Battle of the Somme. And this is the kind of strategy the Russians are applying to Ukraine. They tried it in the end of winter, and now they're recasting it. And it's impossible to imagine how they would expect to do it without the use of some special weaponry, nuclear weaponry especially. And we're getting these hints, as I said, from President Biden.
And explain, they herd them all together like a fish in a barrel. Then they've got to use, because they don't have the same targeting the West does, but they do have nuclear weapons, they've got to use really devastating weapons to make those forces capitulate.
Well, it's the devastating weapons to make the breakthrough, because Ukraine, as this, they try to encircle Ukraine, they're going to try to cut south from Belarusia, to cut the supply lines from the West, to cut off the tracks and the roads, and to cut off Kiev from the rest of the world. Storming a city is not a good idea. I mean, it's a horrible thought, but you could use a thermobaric bombardment on Kiev, nuclear bombardment of Kiev and Lviv, which are the main transit hubs and the main cities in the western and west central Ukraine that are basically supporting the war. And then if you could come up from the south, the Russians do have amphibious forces and they have a fleet in the Black Sea, and they could try to then reestablish a position, amphibious landing around Odessa, and try to then reactivate that southern push. So they have the southern pincer coming from the south, the northern one from Belarusia. If they can connect behind Kiev in western Ukraine, if they can connect, that will doom the Ukrainian forces, because it's almost like cutting off a person's airway. Unless Ukraine receives a constant supplies from the western part of the country and from NATO, unless they have those supplies coming to their frontline units will begin to run out of fuel, run out of ammunition, and their morale will take a hit.
How does it feed in here, though? That, I mean, from most analysis I've seen, I tend to agree with, I talked to folks who are over there, the Russians, things aren't going as well as the Russians thought fighting Western high-tech weapons. Are you saying this was always part of the plan, or when do you think Russia's going to invade from the north?
You know, most of the Ukrainian weapons are Soviet-era weapons. The Ukrainian army is largely, its brigades are armed like the Russian units are armed. The difference is the training. The Ukrainians, after the war started in Donetsk back in 2014, the Ukrainians said, look, the first couple of battles, the Ukrainians really suffered heavy casualties. They actually suffered the first battle, larger battle in Donbas. Ukrainians suffered a double envelopment in which their forces were annihilated, and the Russians tried to repeat that in another battle, and the Ukrainian forces slipped away. The Ukrainians are used to seeing the Russians make this maneuver, and so the Ukrainians have positioned reserves, and they are watching for this. And what happened in February when this happened, the Ukrainians were quickly able to bring up brigades and protect Kiev's flank. And the Russians dropped paratroopers, if you recall, right behind Kiev to make the encirclement and to go after Kiev and to decapitate the government. That failed. That assault attempted to encircle Kiev failed. Now a much broader encirclement is probably what they will do, not going after a city if they need to take a city out. Again, the terrible thought that a nuclear weapon would be used. And, of course, the Russians now, you will notice that they are justifying these things by the attack on their infrastructure, the Nord Stream pipeline, and the attack on the Kerch Strait Bridge. And they can say, look, we're under attack. We need to do this. We need to respond. And they have threatened. You know, attack on the Kerch Strait Bridge was a red line for the Russians.
Sure. So what does a nuclear weapon do? Because it turns the whole world against Russia at that point.
Well, the world may be turned against Russia now. Already. So what do they got to lose? It seems that Mr. Putin and the Kremlin do not have a reverse gear here. It's only to go into higher gear. I mean, people have made this observation. I mean, you would think that Mr. Putin would want to concede something, but instead he just ups the ante by annexing the four territories. In fact, the Ukrainian reaction to the annexation was to pass a law making it illegal for any Ukrainian politician to negotiate away that territory. Ukrainians are fighting to get it all back. The Russians are fighting to keep it all. And to go further, I think, this is something that Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has said, is that, well, you know, if they resist us, we'll take the whole country, you know, basically. And this was, by the way, when Putin made his initial speech before the invasion began in February, he said Ukraine is not a real country. And basically saying it is part of Russia.
So what's the timetable, Jeff Nyquist?
Well, it's if Russian troops are just crossing into Belarus now, it's going to take them a while to fully deploy into the country and to get ready. And, of course, if they want to wait till the ground freezes, they may have to wait till November. But, of course, if a nuclear bombardment is in the cards, that could take place at any time. My guess is, knowing Soviet military doctrine, which is inherited from the Russian Federation, the nuclear strikes and the actual invasion of the forces have to come close together. So my guess is, you know, 3, 4, 5 weeks away, perhaps. I would be surprised if nuclear strikes occurred immediately within a week or two. But anything is possible. It's hard to predict. But
I agree. And Henry Kissinger's not a good guy. But even Henry Kissinger and the Pope are saying we should have a peace deal. That shows you even old-line globalists are really concerned.
Well, Kissinger made it. You know, Kissinger is a political scientist. He has a lot of education. Kissinger made a statement, which I agree with, which is very important to keep in mind. He made this statement back in March. He said, look, the whole Western military systems and political systems based on the idea of deterrence. We talk all kinds of ways to deterrence, to deter. Well, MAD is an older form of deterrence from the 1960s, but to deter an attack, you make your counterattack terrible enough so that the enemy can't get any advantage from it. So, but what Kissinger said is he said, we have had no discussion. Our strategists, our leaders have never had the discussion, what if deterrence fails? And the danger here is that we haven't thought it through, we haven't discussed it, and we will not know what to do.
And we have a president that literally doesn't know what planet he's on. Jeff Nyquist, our guest, straight ahead, on the verge of nuclear war. Stay with us.
The stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Do you have the level of health and energy you desire? The Western world's oldest superfood supports energy, mood, elimination of cravings for junk foods or sweets, elimination of pain, detoxification, immunity, muscle building, fat loss, and even has anti-cancer properties. The oldest superfood is cold-sterilized whey protein from grass-pastured cows. Unlike heat-sterilized whey protein powder, cold-sterilized is easy to digest, and for most dairy-intolerant people, they digest it fine. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold-sterilized whey protein powder on the market. Green Meadow Whey is imbued with a life-giving energy that most people can feel in the form of improved energy and mood for 6 or more hours at a time. Unheated whey is nature's most powerful support for glutathione production, so essential to the health of every cell of your body. Let Green Meadow Whey erase your fatigue, fortify your immune system, support your detoxification, support your fat loss and lean muscle development, and lift you to new levels of health. To learn more or order, go to bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Impressed over the years reading Jeff Nyquist's work. I hope we'll come back again soon. Join us for a full hour. Hell, maybe a commercial free tonight. We're going to midnight. But his analysis is dead on. And we are in grave danger right now. You know, I noticed starting last week, our great iodine product, X3, was selling out. I didn't raise the price of it. I kept it 50% off. In fact, during this crisis, with promo code 1776, 1776 at checkout, it's 60% off. We'll sell out probably in a week at current sales rates. It's not going to protect you from nuclear war. Waking up and praying to God, repenting, and a peace deal will do that. A few isotopes that protect your thyroid during a nuclear war, but not for the main war. You're going to die from the starvation, the power outages, all the rest of it. We don't sell it because of that. We sell it because of what it does for energy and your immune system, your stamina, your libido. This is the best, all three good types of iodine in one. 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Promo code 1776. Additional 10% off. Double Patriot points. The same InfoWars mega sale going right now. Vitamin Mineral Fusion back in stock. So much more. We've got several other specials I haven't hit because I've been so incredibly busy. You get a discount on the signed book or unsigned book. Also with promo code 1776. And we're going to go until midnight tonight. Got a bunch of big special guests joining us, but going back to Jeff Nyquist, here's the 7.5 billion person question. They always say the $1 billion question or the $67 trillion question with inflation. But no, this is the 7.5 million person question, is how do we avert this when it's clearly escalating towards Armageddon?
Well, it's up to Moscow what they do next. They can escalate and continue the war or not. I don't think the Ukrainians, it's emotional with them. They're not going to change their position. The West can't tell Ukraine what to do in this circumstance. They could withdraw support. I don't think there's a political wherewithal in the West to do it because, again, the sympathy in Europe and for Ukraine and the fear of Russia is partly driving this, and from the European end. And, of course, the other aspect, the elephant in the room that we haven't discussed is China and North Korea, both nuclear powers. You know, they just did an exercise, North Korea practicing loading nuclear weapons onto their missiles. You know, China has been in this mobilization. And we had the 57-minute meeting smuggled out, military-civil meeting in Guangdong smuggled out by people, many of who have been murdered since, about transforming China from normal to war. So China is undergoing a mobilization, transforming ships, getting ships ready. There's tanks in the Chinese ports. It looks like China is ready to join a widened war. And this is really frightening because I don't think Russia would be pushing this if they didn't have China behind them. In fact, Putin and Xi Jinping met on February 4th in Beijing, just before the Beijing Olympics, on the day the Beijing Olympics started, before this invasion. So I think President Xi of China gave the go-ahead, gave Russia permission to do this, and then they met again in Samarkand a couple weeks back. And again, we see these mobilizations.
That's right. First time Xi Jinping's left in 2 years, he goes to meet with Putin.
Yeah, and of course, right after this meeting, Putin announces this mobilization, this large mobilization, which, by the way, is larger than the stated 300,000. Reports out of Russia and many experts are saying, look, this could be 1.3, 1.2 million men they've tried to mobilize. And however many Russians have fled the border or whatever, you know, I think the Russian defense minister is correct when he says, well, we have 25 million men of military age in Russia. So they have a vast number of men they could call upon. The problem that Russia has, though, is that people don't really want to fight. And so they're trying to motivate them, and the propaganda's turned up, and, you know, they call up 1.2 million men, they only get 600,000. Still, it's a lot of men, and it allows them to equip new armies, and we just don't have any idea how much equipment the Russians have built, what they're sitting on, whether they've even committed their best weapons yet. So there's a lot of unknowns, and of course, their best weapons really are their hypersonic missiles, their nuclear warheads. That's where they've really put all their eggs in that basket. Nuclear war is the kind of war where suddenly the playing field becomes level. And the West, you know, imagine if they used nuclear weapons here in Ukraine to finish the war. What would happen to the markets in the West? Would they cave in? Would we have massive panic here?
I think if one nuke goes off, we have a global depression. I mean, let's talk about that, Jeff Nyquist. What does a limited nuclear war look like? And most analysis shows it would quickly get out of hand.
Yeah, a lot of people, well, that's like war. You know, once you do a war, you're stepping across a barrier psychologically and also in terms of action in which one thing leads to another, and you're not in control. You know, the idea that people control events, it's easy to control events when you wake up every morning and you have your coffee and you go to the same job. But when suddenly everything is changing and very violent, you lose control very easily.
I agree. Let's talk about the politics inside Russia. You think it's accurate? There's a lot of heat on Putin to be more hardline?
There's heat from the hardliners. Definitely there is. There is also trepidation by many people in Russia because they're afraid that this is going to become nuclear, and they're afraid that their sons are going to go forward and become part of the casualties. I think it's true. Russia probably has suffered 60,000 battlefield deaths and 50 to 60,000 missing and wounded and prisoners. So this is tremendous casualty. If the initial invasion force was Between 180 and 200,000, that's almost a third.
And the Ukrainians stupidly make fun of the dead bodies and have pigs eating Russian dead soldiers. That's not getting them points in Russia.
Well, Russia likes to put this propaganda on. Look, both sides, Ukraine and Russia, are going to, depict the other side. I mean, you could call this a Soviet civil war because both these countries were Soviet republics.
It's like a Slavic civil war.
Yeah, well, Putin is really trying to put the Soviet Union back together again. Let's be realistic. I mean, when Sergei Shoigu several weeks ago was caught on video saying, first we put the Soviet Union back and then we have peace, and then you have this this social media message by Dmitry Medvedev, the former president, talking about restoring the borders of the Soviet Union and how Kazakhstan is massacring Russians and we need to move into Kazakhstan. Look, Russia's neighbors are getting more and more alarmed at this attempt to reestablish the empire, so to speak. And look, everybody in the surrounding countries, you look at the how Finland is mobilizing, how Sweden and Finland have joined NATO, Poland has reacted to try to make one of the biggest armies in Europe, how they're reacting in Romania. The countries that have experienced Russian heel on their neck are the most alarmed. They do not want to be under the Russian boot, and they are mobilizing more than anyone. And I think it's a reflection. I mean, Germany and France have been lukewarm in this whole thing, the big countries in Europe. But you look at those countries that have their real neck in at stake, they're really worried and they're really taking steps.
Can we do anything in the West? Because when I look at the emblematic weakness of Obama's third administration, Biden, and I just see the average American going about their business like nothing's happening. It really adds a layer to this, kind of the icing on the cake that spells doom to me.
Well, we have our normalcy bias. Look, I've said for years we live in a shopping mall regime, and it's all based on economic optimism because the system depends on a continuous investment in the future. And if people don't believe those investments are going to pay off, that there is no future in the economic sense, that we're going to be having a war and a war of tremendous destruction, the system is going to economically fail or it's going to change. And that may be what we're going to confront if this becomes a larger war. Remember, when World War I started, many of the markets around the world closed until that war was over. And the same for World War II. World War III is going to even be harder on the markets and on investments and anything where that people have money in.
And that's exactly what Klaus Schwab wants, is the Great Reset.
Well, it's very interesting because war is one of those things that allows people who want to create socialism and a new global totalitarian system.
Yeah, war is the health of the state. Yeah.
Right. Well, the function of the state is to protect society. And in that protective function, in an extreme emergency, suddenly the people in charge can use those emergency powers in a way not intended, that is just for security, but to build something new. And this is always a danger, like George
Washington.
That's
right. War is good for tyranny. Jeff Nyquist, jrnyquist.blog, jrnyquist.com. Join us again soon, sir. Thank you so much, and God bless.
Thank you.
Hour number four, straight ahead. I've got your calls, and then Jay Dyer.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.